bring it to the mic to settle it. Complain day, father time and cash. Cash and father time, they gon' bring it to you raw. That sex, money, crime, real, recognize real. So the streets on every line with real interviews with niggas that did the time. Cash bringing you the fire and time keep you cool. Got relationship advice, so ladies is welcome too. When you're done 9 to 5 and then them kids put in bed, turn that TV up quick, hit the radio and stay for that number one blog talk. G shit is all talk. Start up your phone, leave remotes for them cars talk. Can't forget them hits that keep your seats bopping with underground music to keep your cheap rocking. We got music, love, and everything real from the G across the nation. Hit against the bill when you're done for the day and you're ready to unwind. Tune in, get it on. That's Sin City, Sin City Live.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy, Cass, chilling as usual. Got my main man, Father Time. Simon, what's good with your pimpin'?
What's cracking, Doc?
You know how we do it, networking, politicking, like we always do about this time.
What's your...
Okay. All right, brother. Happy anniversary.
Yep.
Well, damn, I don't get one back.
Man, I'm having all kind of technical difficulties, man. I didn't just hear none of you just said.
Oh, man. I said happy anniversary, man.
Same to you, bruh. It's been a minute.
You gonna get you gonna get your shit worked out. What's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good. And a happy anniversary to you also.
How long it's been?
What, 12 years you've been out this shit? And it's a motherfucking thing for you.
Time.
Yes. 12 years. 12 years at it. But you know what? Hey, it's all good. God willing, they last give us another 12. This time with more money, though. Get on and do what we do.
True that.
Oh, yeah. Right. That way we can really move how we want to move.
This the money, yeah, I could feel it. I could feel my hands itching.
So this year for that money. It buzzing a whammy.
Can y'all hear me?
We can
hear
y'all
hear
me?
Yeah.
All right.
You good to go now, brother?
I'm trying, man. Give me a couple minutes.
As you can see, he's having a little technical difficulty today, so we're going to let him iron out what he got to do. So, well, let's see. What we got going on in the news? Oh. Check this out. All right. I guess we'll get it on out the way. Halftime show. What you think? I didn't think anybody talked to me. Janae?
Wait, I didn't hear what you said.
I said halftime show. What you think?
Oh, the halftime show?
Man.
I mean, it was okay.
Ain't no. A lot of people thought.
It was funny
a lot
when
of
I saw
50
that
pack
of
pound.
Yeah, 50 Cent. Then I don't know. He looked a little snug in that outfit he had on. I ain't saying he looked fat, but he just looked dust or something. I don't know. It was just the way he looked. Maybe it was
Big Strick. Look here. I love the whole show. I thought it was great. I thought everything about it was funny. What's happening with your Big Strick? Mary could have did another song though. That old no more drama and all that shit. I knew she had to do one song where she had to talk about her pain. One motherfucker.
Oh, Madea made a little video too with the same outfit on that Mary J. Blige had on. That shit was funny as hell.
You know what? I saw the picture, but I thought somebody just made a Photoshop the picture. I didn't know restricts they leave his baby alone. Man, look, dude. No hateration, no holleration, but hey, duh. She gets to talk about that no more pain and I'm not gonna cry and all that. She said it's your child. I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it. So, but I think it was a great show, man. I think it was a great performance by all. But now, let's get into it because, them folks, even though it went over as the biggest halftime show ever, motherfuckers was picking. I seen the interview with Dre today, and they was asking him about Eminem taking the knee. They thought it was a blowback from that, but he said no, it was no blowback from it. He was like, it was no blowback. They did it in rehearsal. They knew what he was gonna do.
Right.
Now.
Some people were saying he did it because, for a rest in peace Tupac thing or something like that, or, was it for something else?
Dre really didn't say. He didn't say what it was either way, but he said that they didn't have a problem with it. He said now, this Kendrick had something in his song that was talking about Bloods and Crips, and they kind of wanted him to change that. So they said they did that. But they said they didn't ask him to do nothing that was just, all out the way and nothing like that. So, they probably told Snoop not to bring them up a weed on stage, but like I said, my thing is shit.
That's an outfit.
They asked him not to wear that shit.
They said he couldn't wear no rag in his back pocket.
Right, that bandana in his back pocket. Mm-hmm.
So he just made the whole suit a bandana.
Yeah, I guess, man.
Hey, man, did you know they don't get paid for that? Did you know they don't get paid for doing a halftime show?
Mm-mm.
I did not know
that. I just found that out. And Dre paid $7 million.
Well, it was worth it, man. Did you see the ground? The ground looked like a little neighborhood in L.A. That shit was
tight, man. Right. But like I said, Dre paid $7 million for it. So, but you know what? They say the music, like Spotify, all that shit blew the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Like each song that they performed, they on Spotify, that shit just blew up.
So no matter if they get paid or not, they gonna get paid some regardless.
Right. Well, man, Big Strick said music brought him through some shit. I gotta agree that music did bring you through some shit back in the day. I thought it was a great show. Shout out to the Rams for winning it all.
And now, what city is the Rams? Is that St. Louis?
L.A. No, they left St. Louis. They left St. Louis. They back in L.A. So, and that was their stadium. So you can imagine the revenue. Man, but motherfucker, hey, but now Ice-T made a disclaimer. Ice-T said, hey, look here. It's 50,000 active gang members in L.A. Don't bring y'all ass up in this motherfucker thinking y'all finna just walk around and just, you know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers better respect it. Now, I just read, I can't even think of who name it was. Somebody's girlfriend got their jewelry took and got their face sliced. I bet motherfuckers just slicing and just, I bet motherfuckers doing all kind of shit.
Yeah, you better stay your ass downtown.
Yeah.
This happened after the Super Bowl or afterwards?
I can't remember where it happened at. I can't even remember who it was. But it was someone's girlfriend. It was a celebrity's girlfriend. I think the chain was worth $20,000 or something like that. But shit, you know,
damn.
You ain't got no entourage rolling with you. Shit, you better not even think about it. Because didn't old boy get shot this week? Kodak Black, he got shot.
Yeah, you know, I saw the video of that, and I couldn't even tell who he was. Somebody released a video showing him getting shot, but I didn't know who the hell he was.
Well, shit, hey, that's what the fuck you got. Look here, man, I'm sorry, and I'm going to say this again. I'm too motherfucking old to be out there. Man, if I get to the status that he's at, I mean, you know, publicly, with money-wise and all that, I'm not going to be out there like that. Fuck that. You got to keep it real. You got to keep it hood. You got to keep it gangster. Motherfucker, fight with the bodyguards. That's what I'm paying them for.
They're young, man. They're young. That's what they do. They got to get that street cred.
Street cred, my ass.
Now, I guarantee you, when he recover, he going to come out just like 50 did and try to capitalize on being shot. See, I'm telling you, man, somebody that's with here right now is spinning their wheels on how can we capitalize off this shit? I know you almost bad, but you didn't. How are we going to make some money? We can make money off
this. Real nigga, he ain't gonna snitch, and he know who shot him. All he got to do is say he know who shot him, but he ain't telling. Once he do that, his stock goes up 100%.
Fuck that, I'm telling. You call me a snitch all day. Motherfucker shoot me, I'm telling. Yeah, it was Ray Ray. Ray Ray was Shooter, Rocket, and Dog Man. It was all four of them.
So that's considered a snitch if you tell who shot you?
I don't care. If I know who shot me, I'm telling.
I wonder, do people consider that also a snitch?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
that's considered
snitching. You know what? I heard this one guy. I can't figure his name. I'm sorry, y'all. My mind is drawing a blank today. I ain't had no liquor, so y'all got to bear with me. The difference between a snitch and a motherfucker just being real. Like, if me and you go on a caper, like, say me and you, like, you come to me, Tommy, you come to me, you say, man, we need to rob these motherfuckers. And we do it. And I get caught. Now, if I get caught and I was part of that, then, and I'm like, well, you know, Father Time, he was the driver. He did that. Then I snitched. But if I'm walking down the street and you walk up to me, or I'm driving down the street and I see you, and I say, man, you want a ride? And you tell me, yeah, but I ain't know you just robbed a bank. And you ain't said nothing to me, and police pull us over, and the motherfuckers say don't tell. I don't see that snitching. I'm not finna go to prison for you. I'm not. How is that snitching? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to lie to you. Once upon a time, I thought that was. Because, I mean, if you my G like that, you ain't finna let me go there.
No, right? A real motherfucker be like, he ain't had nothing to do with it. It's all me. If you didn't have nothing to do with it, I'm not going to sit there and say, yeah, he was with me.
Yeah, you get to walk away. You get to leave. But because it's my car, they charging me with everything.
Hey, it's people in this world that'll do that. It's people out here that'll do that to you, man.
And it's motherfuckers that feel like, you know what I'm saying? They do it.
No, I don't think that's snitching. That's not snitching to me.
What's
if you ain't had nothing to do with it and got caught up, yeah, that's not snitching.
I agree.
Because I do the same thing. I would do the same thing.
That's crazy. Boy,
you're supposed to take what you did.
That's my thing. If, I mean, I'll be a boy like that. You're not supposed to be trying to send me to jail. Oh, you want me? I don't want to go to jail by myself. Fuck you.
Like, we're going to be in the same cell. They're going to split us up anyway.
You know,
we ain't be on the same cell.
But Janine, you brought up an interesting question, though. Because a lot of people will beg to differ with what we're saying. A lot of people will believe that, motherfucker, you a motherfucking snitch.
That's not
I ain't had nothing to do with it. I ain't got
that's
shit to do with
it.
How the hell am I snitching? Exactly.
That's, okay.
Well, snitching.
That's like
snitching
saying
the truth too,
if you killed my goddamn family member and then have nothing to do with it, I know who did it. That's not snitching.
See, that's where people draw the line. People draw the line right there because when it's a family member and you tell, people still consider that snitching.
But if that was an innocent person, not one that's supposed to be in the Warriors, like,
nah, my man, Big Strick saying, let's keep it real, though. A nigga ain't going to take that charge by themselves. I don't know. Strick,
you should, though. You damn sure should,
but a lot of people won't. A lot of people feel like, okay, you know, I'm supposed to shut up. And now here they done found this motherfucking key of cocaine in here. Or they done found, hell, I'd rather find the key of cocaine than the motherfucking little 10 sacks is already bagged up. Shit, now you just got possession. Now you got possession with the intent. That's what gets you jammed up is the motherfucking intent. That's what gets you all
What gets you jammed up? If you're going to do something, remember what Unc always said, you do it by yourself. That way, the only way that somebody could tell on you is you.
Well,
I
understand that. But like I said, motherfuckers have done shit together. We have all done shit together. You know what I'm saying? And if the situation So be it. If a situation came out where somebody said, well, you know, I'm saying, but knowingly, we knew the consequences. We knew the consequences and whatever actions we did. Because we all, okay,
I agree.
I'm finna go do this. All right, I'm going with you. I'm finna go do that. All right, I'm gonna go with you.
Most of
I ain't never done nothing.
Me either. I'm a good citizen.
I hear you.
So am I. I ain't never broke a law in my life.
I feel you.
I'm a good citizen. I believe in this America way. I couldn't hold that in. I'm sorry.
Anyway, all right, look, y'all make it.
I understand what y'all are saying about those scenarios, but if someone do something to me personally and I see who did it, like they tried to kill me and I didn't die. You know what I'm saying?
That is not snitching.
You know what? No, it's not, but a lot of people look at it like it is. A lot of people look like, and it's so fucked up because a lot of people look like you the victim. Like, damn.
You called me a snitch.
All right, that's fucked up.
I forgot to say happy anniversary, y'all. My bad. I'm sorry. I forgot to say happy anniversary.
Appreciate it.
No, I was here, too. finish what you said, Kat.
Janine, back to your question. I'll tell you like this. If somebody shot me and I know who did it, I'm telling. You call me every name in the book, I don't give a fuck, I'm telling.
Right. Well, can we go back to, okay, let's think about the old days. What you would have told then? Hell yeah. Or would you want to try to make revenge first?
Okay, now see, hold on. Before we even go there, here's the difference with that. Now, I hear what you're saying, Wick, but now, here's the thing about that. Now, if I didn't, you know what, if I didn't tell, that's my choice. If I felt like, well, I'm going to get this motherfucker back myself, that's my choice. But if I said, he did it, man, fuck it, I tell you, man, so what?
I don't see nothing wrong with that. Motherfucker called me.
But a lot of motherfuckers have.
Sitting in the hospital.
A lot of motherfuckers have to leave the hood behind
my ass up.
Motherfuckers have to leave the hood behind that, Janine, for real, though. What you saying, you make absolute sense. But a lot of motherfuckers, believe it or not, had to leave the hood behind that shit. Well, they wasn't no stand up motherfucker. Motherfucker, man. He got to get up out the hood.
Well, got called all
ain't nobody fucking with him.
But see, let me say this. That revenge shit, that shit gets you life in prison. Now, would you rather do life in prison or tell that this motherfucker shot you?
But
you know what?
Then, motherfucker, things like that.
You're right.
We smarter now. We
didn't
think like
that. You're right. If you get caught, it could get you life in prison. But, I mean,
yeah,
if I'm so
then,
irate to the point where there's nobody, I mean, you got to also look at it too, man. I mean, if you got motherfuckers putting the cables on your ass, like, bruh, I know you ain't going to just let that motherfucker shoot you. That shit fucks with your psyche.
That's true.
At least at a younger age, that fuck, man, I know you ain't going to be no punk ass dude and let that motherfucker shoot you. You gonna go tell?
Yeah, remember we keep saying
that's old ass shit.
Hey, this is what's wrong with these younglings. Like,
I'm just saying, at a young age, you don't think like
they shooting at people on the highway, bro.
You think, you know, you're not thinking logical. You know, you got. But now, hold on, let's not get it twisted. You got some motherfuckers that's right here that's our age right now that still thinks the same way.
Hmm. Well, most of them that's thinking like that, they've been gone for a lot of years, too.
No, that's not true. That's not true. You got some motherfuckers just living by the code.
Stop. Well, okay. Yeah, but, yeah, that's stupid. Well, I can't say that. I know somebody who lives by the code.
Man, you just got motherfuckers who live like that.
Well, it is what it is. You know, people.
I mean, teach is wrong. You know? But now, my whole thing is, I'm not gonna get mad at you. I'm not me per se. If that motherfucker, like Janine said, if she said a motherfucker shot her or did something to her, and she told that motherfucker did something to her, I'm not gonna be mad at her.
That's not snitching. Snitching
but
is
a lot of people,
if you was in the crime, if you did the crime with this person and making a deal, bro. That's snitching, bro.
I understand that. I'm just saying a lot of people look at what she said as snitching.
And
them
the
do.
Ones you look at as snitches. Them the ones you know.
You call me what you want. Call me what you want. That motherfucker shot me. Him right there.
And I agree.
Yes, Your Honor, that motherfucker sitting at the table with the black suit on. That's the motherfucker that shot me.
Right. I don't think y'all heard me. Let me walk up to him and touch him on the forehead so y'all make sure y'all see exactly what I'm
exactly.
That's that motherfucker right here.
I don't think this point is working right.
That's the motherfucker that shot me.
Ain't no more questions. You need to ask me. I just told you. It's him. What you keep asking me questions for?
Let me get
that's off the only question that. Now, hold on, y'all. My man, Big Strick, he say, I don't think I would snitch. Nah, so, Strick, you saying that if the person did tell, they being a snitch? Is that what you saying? I mean, feel free to call in on the show, man. And when you actually typing.
Yo, what is telling?
I mean, no, I'm just saying. He wouldn't snitch.
And I mean, I get the whole revenge thing, you know, but, you know, because every situation is going to be different. It depends on the situation. I get wanting to get revenge. What if you can't? What if you can't get at the person? You can't find them? So you just going to let them go for years or whatever and not? You know,
now here's one thing. Not now. Okay. Let me try. I'm gonna try. I think that what be in people's mind is this. Now, if I tell that he shot me, then if I do something to him, I'm gonna be the first one they look at. But if they don't know, if they don't know that I know that he get killed, then I mean, shit. That's just the way people look at it. All right, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening? Who is this?
It's Big Strick, bro.
Big Strick, what's happening?
What's up, bro?
Chilling.
Shit, I don't think I'll
so what you,
so, bro.
So you do feel like that's snitching?
Hell yeah, that's snitching, man.
Okay, so if a motherfucker,
well,
I'm just asking.
Like the niggas our age, we ain't gonna snitch. These young niggas, they snitch.
Okay.
They snitch it, bro.
Okay. So now, because we put two different scenarios out there. We said that if you was running with somebody and that happened, that's one thing, but if you innocent bystander and the motherfucker just shot you, but you've seen who shot you, you wouldn't tell still?
You know what? I might tell. Because, he just did that shit right. Man, I might tell on that nigga. Fuck you. He be like, I told on you, nigga. Fuck you.
Okay, I mean, there's no right or wrong answer to it. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, you know. I mean, me personally,
what's to say you don't tell on him, and then you try to catch that nigga, and that's gonna be a hard catch.
Right, but so, I know me. See, I'm a vengeful person. I'm not saying
me too,
I'm not saying nobody's wrong for telling. But like I was trying to explain to Janine that, and I'm not even saying that that's even the right frame of mind to even be in, but it's the frame of mind that you probably be in no less. That, okay, if I don't tell, they can't put two and two together. So if I do catch this motherfucker and kill him, I'm not the first motherfucker they're going to come looking for. Not to say that's the smartest way to think about it, but that's kind of how people look at it.
Yep. Yeah, they're going to come see you first,
bro. Cass, also, in the beginning, you're not even thinking about telling because you're mad. First thing you think of, oh, this motherfucker had the nerve to disrespect me? So the first thing you're going to do is try to do it. But Cole, you're going to hurt him better. That's not snitching. I'm sorry.
I mean, like I said, to each his own. I mean, I'm not saying that one of them right or wrong. I mean, you do what you feel. But like I said, I'm
yeah,
not going to get
double-edged sword for me.
I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to be like, man, he or she ain't shit because that motherfucker shot her or him and he ain't did shit to this motherfucker and she told on him. I mean, he shouldn't have shot him.
But you got people that say that, though.
Man, you do.
Right or wrong.
You do. You got a lot of people to feel like that. You got a lot of people to feel like, oh, he a motherfucking snitch. He's not to be trusted.
Mm.
Well, like I said, Strick, I know you. You know me. We've been knowing each other since high school.
Yes, sir.
Nah. I used to always see you sitting on the porch. We sitting on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker blow by, just randomly come by and just start upping. You like, man, that's such and such. Like, he
mm-hmm.
just opened fire, and he hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And police asked you, hey, did you see who shot him?
No, I ain't seen him shot another nigga, but if he shot me, yeah, I'll see him shoot me. I ain't gonna get in there. Well, damn, I hope you at least tell me,
man, you know such and such shot you.
Oh, he just changed it to another, he just made it to a, changed it to another
if
scenario.
It was you. If it was you.
If it was you?
Yeah.
Hold on, Wick.
Hold on. Hold on. What was you about to say, Strip?
I said, if you with me, and I, you know what I'm saying, and I see the nigga that shot you, yeah, I'm telling on you. I'm telling on that nigga.
Okay. Now, what was you about to ask him
with? Oh, he kind of changed it to a new scenario, because, oh, he asked the question anyway. So, I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you know what, though? On some real shit, and call
but
it
hold
what
on,
you want.
I got one for you. Would you expect me to tell?
No, I'll expect you to tell me, though.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. But would you expect me to tell a law?
No. I wouldn't expect you to tell a law. I would, but you know what? On some
what
real
you
shit.
What do you mean by
that? On some real shit, I wouldn't ask you to tell a law.
What do you mean by that?
I wouldn't ask him to tell. If he seen who shot me, I wouldn't, just for the simple fact that I wouldn't even want him to be in the middle of it or nothing like that. But, man, who was that that shot me? And you tell me, dog, we good.
Mm. Oh, okay. So, law pull up, I'm like, I don't know who shot me, but I'm going to tell
you
that
I
don't
hey, look, and if I ain't around and motherfucker, if that motherfucker kill me, hey, at least tell my people, hey. You know, such a shoddy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. All day.
I mean, because I'm
not no choice.
Now, if you friends with both, okay, so now let me ask you.
Ooh,
put another scenario on you. What if you friends with both of us?
Damn. That's a good one, bro. Ooh, shit.
I'm going to give you a chance to think about it. All right, okay. Father Time, you friends with both of us.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's hard.
I probably move, man.
So you probably move.
Out of state.
Oh, shit.
That's hard, man.
Damn, that is hard, man. Ooh, shit. Let me see.
I'm not even gonna lie, man. I don't know what I would do.
I'm telling you now. I'm gonna tell you this now. If me and Wick got into it and he shot me, I wouldn't even want you to tell.
And what if his mama walk up and be like, "Well, you was there. Who shot her?"
Ooh, I'm going to let that be about
it. I suppose the last thing was mama.
It's just an example, man.
I know. Finish.
So am I supposed to lie to his mama? He like, I don't know.
I don't know. What would you do?
If your mama walked up to me and said, "You was there, who shot her?" I don't think I can lie to your mama, man.
But it's two best friends. We've been together.
I know of a situation like that. I know of a situation. And
that was in the movie.
I said this shit was real life, and it was kind of close to home. Motherfucker told the truth. He told the truth. He said, "Hey, this is what happened." He's like, "I'm not finna tell no police. I'm not finna tell nobody." But he told his mama, like, "This is what happened."
I'd probably do the same thing, man.
And the mama, she didn't go to the police. She just, you know what, you can never say nothing to me again. You can never talk to me again. As far as I'm concerned, like, we're not family no more. That's what she told him. You broke my heart. Because it wasn't nothing that you and him couldn't get past. Y'all could have fought. Y'all could have bloodied each other nose every day. You didn't have to go that far.
That's deep.
But then that makes you wonder, like, dog, if a motherfucker feel like that they got it,
motherfuckers are talking about
loyalty and how loyal you are. Man, if you that loyal to a motherfucker and that motherfucker piss you off to that extent, just stop fucking with him. Why do you feel like you got to kill him?
That's not loyalty, bro. That's plot.
I'm sorry.
I can still say I got six motherfuckers I'm still loyal to, and you're one of them, and the other one is Father Time, and you know the other one. That's loyalty. I would never, ever, ever pull a weapon on you. I'd take an ass whooping. We'll fight. We did that many times. That's brothers.
So you think people that are in a relationship, they have like deeper feelings?
Wait a minute, hold on. Janine, say that again. We couldn't hear you.
I was saying, you know, y'all looking at it from a male perspective, like friendship, you know, and stuff like that. But people kill each other all the time. Like, people are in relationships. Do you see that as being different because there's a stronger bond there, or friendships can't have that same type of bond, is what I'm asking.
What you mean by that? I'm sorry.
People kill their significant other or their spouse or whatever. That's
right, right.
That's
okay,
all
you talking about like a
so
relationship. Like,
yeah,
can
yeah,
you forgive a person?
Well, okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
And let me see if I got the scenario right. Let's just say we got a husband that's been abusive to his wife for 15 years, and she finally gets fed up, and she pulls out a gun to shoot him. You mean something like that type of scenario?
No, I mean a type of scenario where they get into it or something, and he or she, talking about they going to leave. You know how some people, and they get so upset or whatever, and, you know, and they kill them. Like, you're not leaving me. We in this together. I kind of see that as sometimes friends look at each other like that too. Like this, we supposed to be boys forever and all this and that. And one little thing that you do, you know, that they see as major, can they think of it the same way? That's why I'm just trying to see if that's something that could be looked at the same, or do y'all see that?
I think it should, but and oftentimes it's not. But I think it should, like, if you in a relationship, like, this motherfucker just don't want to be around you no more, then you just got to let this motherfucker go. Or this motherfucker don't like you, or y'all motherfuckers done fell out, just let it go. It shouldn't be the point where if you leave me, I'm kill you. But you know what? I never really thought about that. Like, okay, hold on. But this just says you just never know until you are in a situation, loyalty or not. I'm gonna need you to explain a little bit more on that one, Vanessa. Now, I never really thought about that.
I mean, I know with the friendship, ain't no sex involved. I'm not saying that, but if you take sex out the equation, the emotion is still there. You know, if you've been somebody's friend. You know, you've been there for that person from day one. Y'all been together around each other for years. I don't know. I just look at those situations as similar, you know. But and it also depends on people's emotional state, you know what I'm saying, as well.
I agree. Okay, Jadae. Vanessa, you said anything can happen with anybody. I understand that. I understand. But if you that much of a friend to a person – or y'all consider y'allself best friends, and I mean, I already know the unthinkable is, like, if your best friend snitched on you or do some shit like that, you know, street code, I got to kill it. Or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it is. It is. That's the street code. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like if I'm that close to you, I mean, if I'm that close to you, first of all, I'm not going to snitch on you, but a motherfucker, I don't know. I just feel like motherfuckers, I just think when you can sit there and say, I'm finna pull this trigger and blow his head off, and this is a motherfucker that I done been around 30 years or 20 years or hell, even 10 years every day, and this is my best friend, and, like, motherfuckers in... hell of a position. I mean, she's typing capital letters. What are you, upset? You're yelling? Call in, Vanessa. That's all.
Hey, man, I'll break it down like this, man. This is how I break it down. I got four friends in the whole wide world. I got four friends. I would never do none to harm none of them unless they physically harm my mama or my daughter. Other than that, everything can be worked out. I don't see nothing you or Wick can do to the point to where I want to put a slug in you. There's none of y'all can do to me to push me to that level. Nothing.
I agree.
Unless you done something to my daughter or my mama.
Or my mama.
Other than that, there ain't nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Okay, she says loyalty is overrated.
No, it's not. You just got the right one.
Loyalty is overrated.
You just got the right one.
I mean, loyalty is overrated. Now, I don't like Father Time said, I don't believe in going to that point where I got to do this, that, and other, but I do agree with her. Loyalty is overrated.
Well, man. For the young kids, yeah. Our age, I don't think so. We going to be loyal. Shit, we was raised with loyal.
Strict, I got to disagree with you, too. Because there's a lot of people our age that loyalty shit, they ain't never been loyal to you not once. A lot of times, motherfuckers just be around. You know what I've learned? A lot of times, people be around you because it's beneficial.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
You ain't going to cut that shit off.
But time will tell. Time will tell. If a motherfucker around you just to get something from you, that's going to show up sooner or later. But if you
have
real friends, then y'all going to be loyal to each other regardless. I don't agree with that loyalty is overrated. I don't agree with that.
I don't either. Folks always
is
just the ones you mess with.
Okay, but this is stop yelling. Damn. We get the point. Situations change the situations. We get it.
Yeah, and loyalty. And I understand what you're saying, though. Loyalty is overrated. I think it just depends on who you're talking about. You can't continue to put your loyalty in somebody who's not giving you that loyalty back or who is constantly betraying you. Then, how can you say continue to be loyal to that person, regardless of how long you've been friends? You might want to be loyal to them or want to continue to have that friendship, but some people you just, over time people change. People are not the same as they was 20 years ago. So, some people
out.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, this ain't the same motherfucker you grew up in the sandbox with. This is a grown motherfucker selling drugs now.
I was in a situation like that. Shit.
Right.
I had a homie do about 12 years, got out. That was a different nigga. Shit.
Right.
So
right.
We had to, like,
you said,
like, we had to start another friendship over again.
Tree says loyalty don't mean nothing when it's time to pull the trigger. Either you're serving or you're protecting.
Yeah, but why would you want to pull the trigger on somebody you've been loyal to? That makes no sense.
At all.
Latrice? That doesn't make any sense. Why would you pull the trigger on somebody that you've been loyal with, or that's been loyal to you? Y'all been loyal to each other for years. Why would you even, what does a gun got to do with it? If y'all been loyal, why would you want to pull the trigger on it?
But Tom, people do it every day. Because somebody turned
that. Don't mean you should do it.
I didn't say that I was going to do it. I just
said
people do it every day.
I said it don't mean that everybody else should do it. That's what
I'm just saying. But
say
people do it every day. People do it every day. You have people.
All right, let me ask you a question, dog. Now, me, you, and Wick,
I did.
Probably got 35 years in.
A good one.
Now, could you even up strap on either one of us?
No. I'm not talking to.
Exactly.
I'm not saying me. All I'm saying is people do it every day.
I know. I know what you're saying, but I'm making it personal. That's what I'm doing. I'm
right.
Making it. There's nothing y'all could do to make
I
me.
I mean, we why
are
we making this personal? This is an overall conversation. I know I wouldn't. You know I wouldn't. But other. It's people out there that don't think the same way.
I try not even to fight my friends.
I mean,
it's
people that do it every day. Every day, somebody, you read about a friend killing a friend every day.
But
that's not a friend.
You're right. You're right about that. But what I'm saying is, are they really friends?
That's not a friend.
Who are we to say whether they were friends or not? They could have been in the same boat like y'all were, 35 or 30 years in.
No, that's not the ones. If you look on the internet, them not the ones.
Yeah, it is. It's people that have been friends. I don't know why y'all trying to disband is like this don't really happen. It's been people that's been friends. You read about it all the time. He's been friends 20, 30 years. He shot him at playing spades, or he shot him on the dice. He owed him some money, and he came back and killed him. People do that every day. And a lot of times when people get shot, they being shot by people that they know.
They know.
Like other people walk in, they talk about, well, they got killed in their house. There was no forced entry. Nobody did this. Motherfucker, it was somebody he knew, somebody he trusted.
Just the other day, that motherfucker just killed his whole damn family. What was the dude? I can't even remember where it was at, but he killed everybody in the fucking house. Stabbed him to death at that. He didn't even shoot him.
Nah.
His mama and his siblings. So you can't get no closer than that.
Right. Latrice said, once honesty, commitment, and trust is broken, people don't think the same. I got to agree with that. A lot of people won't think. That ain't my friend. That's the first thing to come out of their mouth. That's not my boy no more. Fuck that dude. He can die. I'll kill that motherfucker. A lot of people say it all the time, and then they act on it because they put in so much. They gotta keep, in order for them to stay mad at that person, they gotta keep fueling themselves. Where you can say, well, you know what, man. This motherfucker that pissed me off to this point that I'm just not going to even talk to this motherfucker no more.
Yeah, some people don't like to let it simmer.
You say what?
I say walking away is better than doing life.
You keep saying
that.
Like everybody get caught. You know just as well as I do. There's many killers that did all type of shit to motherfuckers and still walking around here.
Yeah, but most of the time, I'm saying if you're doing this shit to somebody that you're close to, you're going to fuck up because, number one, it's done out of anger. You ain't thinking right. And these motherfucking police are smart.
Hey, but you know what? Here's the one to get away with it because the first thing they keep looking at, you're the last one they're looking at. Oh, his best friend? Think about it, dog. I mean, hypothetically speaking here, if you did shoot me and you called the police and said, man, motherfucker rolled by and shot and was shooting and, man, he got hit. Now, they take you, question you. Me and you the only two there. They question my family. Oh, him and him like brothers. They're best of friends. Nah, there's no way. Everybody going to vouch for you. Because ain't nobody mind thinking, okay, Timo will get that angry at Cass to shoot him. Okay. Only person that would get you caught is you.
Yeah, the evidence.
Janine said again, the evidence. When you that
Dog,
angry,
you
gonna
you
leave killing
the evidence.
Somebody.
You gonna leave the gun there? You gonna keep the gun?
Dude, they
I'm
going to
say
evidence,
it's going to be guilt. It's going to be guilt. If that was your
y'all
friend.
If you kill somebody out of rage, out of anger, you're going to leave something behind. And man, watch
Dude,
the ID.
Why is you talking like this?
Watch the ID channel.
Fuck the ID channel. You need to talk. Look at motherfuckers that you knew every day growing up. Motherfuckers walk around every day that you know.
That's not what I'm saying, but I hear you.
I agree to disagree.
There you go. Hey, we need
And you got to think back then too. They weren't trying to look for them killers. It depends, you know, where we from. It depends on who died. And whether the police was trying to find the killer or not, hell, half the time they probably weren't looking for no killer.
What I'm saying, he's talking about the police. Man, these motherfuckers, oh shit, that's one black motherfucker that we got to worry about.
Yeah.
I'm just
don't
saying, man.
Don't them off, huh?
Police are as dumb as motherfuckers think.
Police ain't never been dumb. They just don't give a fuck.
Years. Yeah, we ain't helping too much now.
I digress. Like y'all said, we'll agree to disagree. Moving on. Check this out. I was hoping that we had more women call in tonight, but we do got women listening. And Janine, I guess I gotta propose this question to you.
Okay.
You being a bisexual woman, what type of woman attracts you?
What type of woman I'm attracted to?
Yeah. Like, okay, for instance, let's just say if you say, you know what, I'm looking for me a woman tonight. I ain't looking for no man tonight, I'm looking for a woman. Just hypothetically speaking, I'm looking for
okay.
a woman tonight. You go out, you like, you know, what type of woman would you be looking for? Would you look for a woman that's more feminine, more manly? What would you be looking for?
No, I like feminine women. I don't like. I just can't get into females who feel like they're male. I mean, I feel like if that's the case, I might as well just stay with a man.
Okay, so now I'm going to play this.
I want a female that's feminine like me. I'm feminine, so I like someone who's pretty much like me. Feminine, you know.
Okay, I'm going to play this video. You tell me, fellas, y'all welcome to join in too. Yeah, you tell me what the first thing comes to your mind when you see this person.
Hey. Oh, fuck me like you want me. Pull them thongs down, scream, no baloney. Hey, let me beat it till the morning. Sneaky link, you know I'm thugging and I'm horny. Hey, bring that in.
That's a dude.
That's a dude.
Is it?
That's a fucking dude.
Yeah, that's Big Boogie.
That's a dude.
Yeah, that's Big Boogie.
Who the fuck is Big Boogie?
That's who it is, bro.
You know, y'all know this person?
I'll be listening to some of his music.
He's a rapper?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I've never seen this motherfucking day in my life. I got to play this in the air.
Fuck me like you want me. Pull them thongs down, scream, no baloney. Hey, let me beat it till the morning. Sneaky link, you know I'm thugging and I'm horny. Hey, bring that in.
Ain't them titties?
You actually thought that was a woman, man?
Yeah.
Hey, no,
I thought it was a woman with a beard. Ain't them titties?
Oh, shit.
You said ate them titties.
Oh, good man. No. That got big.
I needed this laugh.
Kill.
That was funny.
You said what?
Kill.
I'm like, she wouldn't look like that. That's a man.
Oh, y'all.
I thought it was a woman trying to be. Nah, Okay. Big Strick. Huh? You say you listen to him.
Yeah.
Is there my titties?
No, man. There ain't no titties, bro.
Who the fuck is what the fuck?
Come on,
okay,
man.
Am I looking at this video wrong?
My
dude, about the same thing.
Maybe I got to. I didn't look at the video. Maybe I got to go look at the video.
Oh. Tom,
I just
don't look like titties,
man.
He do look like titties. So maybe he got some implants added or something.
Exactly.
That's
a dude.
Thank you. Latrice said the same thing. Latrice said
look
like sitting pretty in that sports bra. I know I'm not crazy.
But what it say at the end? That's a man.
Dude, I thought it was a one. Hold on, Doc. And right, he got on waist necklaces. He got waist necklaces on. A dog, man. Okay, hold on.
You have to be careful.
I'm gonna tell you what I thought it was.
Private pool.
I see all them people putting them beards and shit on their faces now, or growing them taking them hormonal shots. That's why I thought
private
it was.
Pool,
I'm like,
bro.
Okay,
private
what
pool,
kind of
bro.
Ass fucking woman is this?
Nah, that's a dude, man.
Dude, so you've been
he just,
so
he,
you
he
seriously
took his
don't
shit to
see
the extreme.
This.
That's all. He took his shit to the extreme, but that's a dude.
Okay, all right, but I'm just saying, y'all saying like it. Strick, I don't know what you ain't seeing no titties at.
Well, he said he ain't seen the video, so.
Yeah, I got to see the video, cuz.
Well, they look like probably some double D's or something. But that's a dude. He got a good-ass
okay.
doctor. Because they look real.
Okay, I'm glad y'all cleared that up, because I thought it was a dude. I thought it was a girl that's been taking her mom shots.
Now, that's a dude taking hormones, taking some kind of shot. You have to be careful.
That's fine.
Having pool?
I mean, why would you make yourself? Okay, all right, okay. I guess my question now, Janine, scrap that first question. Now my question is, what are you trying to be?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I definitely can't answer that question. I don't know. I could definitely cannot answer.
I mean, you got
a
face cooler head with some double D titties with a waist necklace. I mean, with them little waist things on. What the fuck? What is that?
But remember,
some of them are calling themselves non-binary now. They don't even want to
don't
be
mess with them people,
male
bro.
Or female.
Not mess with them people. You say
well,
no, man. Y'all got to remember, he's a rapper. He's a rapper. That's what the rappers do nowadays. They do shit like that. That's what the fuck the rap game is. These motherfuckers are wearing dresses. They asking some of these motherfuckers...
Well, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
hold on.
That's
the Kanye shit. Hold on, Latrice asked a question. I'm not even sure what you're talking about. You said what about the 15-year-old that bricked his mom, stole her car, then caused the fatal? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, I heard about that.
What did that mean?
He bricked his mom. He hit his mom with a brick.
I don't know. I don't even know anything about the story.
Why would you hit your mom with a brick?
I haven't heard about that. That's a new thing going on.
What was it at?
People killing their mama. My computer ain't on. I can't tell you exactly. I haven't heard about it. I want to say Michigan. I could be wrong. That's another one that happened in Michigan when dude.
Latrice, call in if you know the story. Call in because I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, I heard about.
Yeah,
that.
I don't know nothing about that one either.
This happened yesterday. Oh,
in Gary?
Oh, that's Gary.
You said it happened yesterday on 39th in Georgia. little boys are losing their mind.
I was looking at the wrong one.
You heard about that?
Yeah, little boys are lost.
Kill your mama. Man, how can you kill your mama? Your mama.
I don't know. She didn't say he killed her. She said
he caused a fatality accident after he stole her car.
Oh, he was in an accident?
Oh, okay. Oh, I was on the wrong
one. Yeah, but you know what, man? Be realistic. Can you really steal your mama's car? I mean, it's your mama. I borrowed the car.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know you can, but
you ain't got a license. What the hell are you borrowing the car?
Right.
You ain't supposed to be driving.
Why would you do something stupid? That's your mama. I mean, I understand stealing your mama's car.
I mean, and y'all looking at it from y'all perspective of y'all relationship with y'all mothers, but every mama wasn't like that. So every mama.
I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't know nothing about the story.
Love and adoration from their children, and I've seen it.
It don't matter,
you know.
It's your mother.
It do matter. It does matter.
I agree. It's your mama.
Don't mean you can be treated any type of way. She birthed
you. She birthed you.
Love anyway. No.
I disagree. I'm sorry.
I
will.
That's fine.
I disagree with that one, too. It's at the end of the day.
You
only get one mama.
You only get one mama.
You know, sexually abused, being sold to people for money and shit like that. And out of all that, they supposed, oh, mom, I still love you because you brought me into this world. No. No, they not going to feel like that. I'm sorry. They just not. And I don't feel like they should be wrong for feeling that way.
Okay, Can I concur? Hold on, we got another caller.
Let me bring the call in. Carla,
who is this? Oh, this Tisa. No, I was talking about that young man young boy that bricked his mom and stole a car and then caused that crash, killing a 40-year-old man.
Okay, now when you say bricked his mom, are you saying that he hit his mama with a brick and took the car?
Yeah, he hit his mother in the head with the brick. Knocked her out, took her car.
Damn.
This is, well, at least that's what the, this is what they're saying. So, yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of crazy because it's like, wow, killed a 40-year-old man. Caused the accident, and now he lives. He's in the, I guess he's in the hospital. And now it's like, well,
soon to be in prison.
What is going on with these kids, and why are they not showing respect? Like we were talking.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, let me ask. I know you probably don't know, but I mean, do anybody got any background on this kid? Like, I mean,
I don't release his name or anything like that because he's a minor, but he definitely did it. And that's all his mom said.
I didn't hear anything about that.
It was yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Might have been yesterday. Well, yeah,
I don't know. I just learned not to judge because I don't know these people's real situations. People walk around and just act like just because people have kids that the kids have to respect them.
Not so much here to judge, but to bring up the topic about it's not just this young 14-year-old, 15-year-old that's out here wilding. You have 15-year-olds that's out here shooting cops. You have 15-year-olds that's out here in the car. And it's like, well, what do we do? What can we do to get these kids back on the right path? Because obviously they're not, something's not not
well, you know what? I'm gonna take a page from Father Time. It's lost in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When you got these kids, I mean, and I ain't gonna spend a lot of time on this, but I'm just gonna say, when you got these kids out here and you start these kids out at 2-3 years old cussing and doing whatever the fuck it is they want to do, or whenever they did some shit, every time somebody told you they did some shit, you turn in their back and you see these kids getting worse and worse, but you not saying nothing. But then when these kids finally fuck around and do something to you, then it's, oh my God, and I'm not saying you per se, I'm just saying in general, you know, then it's, oh my God, these kids is out of control. You know what? You got to grab control of these little motherfuckers yourself. You can't be sitting there like, I think we brought this up many a times. We all grown-ass men now. We all grown-ass men that still have a fear of our mothers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You like, I'm not even, for the, I mean, if I curse around my mother, it's because it just slipped out. It's not, you would never hear me say, man, fuck you, or shut the fuck up, or nothing like that. I mean, these kids, it's to the point, these kids don't even call their mama by their name. What's up, Lori? Mm-hmm. Give me $20.
Hey, can I concur on that?
I mean,
you know why? Can I concur on that? You know why? Because kids had kids back in the day. Remember, we had grandmama, 60 years old, wasn't going to the club. Nowadays, you call, grandmama called, you know, a woman called their grandmama, hey, can't you watch the kids? I'm going to the club. She'd be like, bitch, I'm going to the club too.
No, no. You know what?
Come on, here's the thing.
You can't keep blaming the grandma.
Is that true or not, y'all? Come on.
Dog, listen to what I'm saying.
You can't keep blaming everybody else for your kid.
You can't blame everybody else.
I don't think he was blaming the grandmama, man. I think you heard that.
That's not what I was saying, Cass. Listen to what I'm saying. We had the grandmama that took care of the grandkids, no matter what. Grandkids was always. Now we had the kids from kids ahead.
I didn't have that. I raised my daughter. I raised myself, and I raised my daughter. So it makes you wonder. Like, well, okay, are people just giving up on their children now? Because being a
teenager, you have no mother, no grandmother,
nobody to pretty much raise or help raise my kids as her father.
Right. Because you can't.
How old are you, Cass?
Because you can't say that. I was just young. I had a child young. That don't mean I just was going to treat my kids like they was shit. It depends on how these kids are out here being treated. Are they being parented like they're supposed to? Are they being given, you know, rules? Or they just being able to do whatever they want? Hell, are they being abused?
Janine, if the kids ain't being treated right, whose fault is that?
Everything starts at home. How would you blame the grandmother if the grandmother ain't there to take care of that kid? Then whose responsibility is it? Yours. Could you explain that for me,
Father Ty? Because I think he took it the wrong way.
I don't need nobody to explain it to me.
I really do think you took it the wrong way. What I was saying, just the difference in this world. We used to have grandmamas that, how old are you, Cass?
You know how old I am.
Out the blue. And how many, and you got grandkids, right?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Do you still go to the club? If I feel like it, yeah, I go to a bar or something. I go wherever I want to go.
And that's what I was trying to get the point across. Back in the day, the grandparents didn't go out like that. That's all I was
saying.
That's true.
What he's saying is that...
Hold on.
Let me explain this.
Hold on. Let me explain something. First and foremost, y'all don't know what y'all grandmamas did, because first and foremost, now the one thing I will give y'all, y'all wasn't allowed to be in your grandmama's business like that. But y'all don't know what she did.
Now, listen to me, man. Listen to me. What he's saying is...
Would you ever always go to your grandma's house?
Hold on, Rick. Listen to me, man. This is what he's saying. What he's saying is, grandmas, when we were growing up, our grandmamas were 60 and 70 years old. The grandmamas nowadays, 35, 36 years old. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Our grandmamas didn't go to the club because they was in their 60s. What he's saying is, these grandmamas, they 35, 40 years old. They still going to the club. That's what he was saying.
Thank you.
And I'm saying, okay, you can't keep, okay, but you keep saying, well, if you ain't got your grandmother there, then that means you need to step up and be a better parent to your child. Man, if your grandmama raised you, now it's your turn to raise her. So if the grandmama's older, feel like whether she's 35 or 36, if you're an adult and you didn't have a baby, then it's your time to raise your baby.
But that's not
that. I agree with that 100%. I'm not. If my daughter had a baby, I'm not raising it. I'm done.
Right.
I'm not raising no more kids.
That's not what
exactly.
I was saying.
We understand what you're saying. We're just saying, regardless of whether we understand the grandmama's not here like they was back when we were younger. But what we're saying is, okay, it's a new day and time now. And regardless if the grandma here or not, if you're the parent, you're the parent, and you need to parent your child. If you don't have that grandma, parent your child. You can't put that off on nobody else because they're not here. And it ain't nobody else's responsibility because they're not the ones the grandparents shouldn't have had to take care of the kids in the first place.
Exactly.
But that still go on today.
Yeah, it do.
I'll be dropping kids off at their grandma's house all the time. Damn, where your mom at?
But that don't make it right. And just like it wasn't right back, it wasn't right back then for you to sit there and dump your kids off on your the grandmother. That wasn't right.
Right.
And you know what? That's why we're in a generation that raised all these motherfucking kids to say because they don't give a fuck.
Somebody else can raise them.
Exactly. That's why we're in the situation we're in now.
When the mom or the grandmother passes away, or the grandmother or the mother moves
since my mama ain't gonna watch you, I don't know what the fuck to do with you. Well, you do whatever the fuck you want to. I ain't. There you go, right there.
Yep.
There it is right there, plain as day.
And I didn't say that. It's a lot of fake motherfuckers out here acting like they take care of their kids and they not. So I would tell all of them, I see you. I see y'all. I've seen all y'all pals. All these fake people out here acting like they didn't took care of their kids, they ain't being shit. That's why these kids out here messed up.
Like I said, and everybody that I'm saying, my thing is you want to sit there and blame the grandma. Well, the grandma's not there. Okay, granted, the grandmas are not there. But with that being said, by the grandmas not being there, that means, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them, instead of them saying, well, let me step up and be a better parent, they like, well, fuck it. If my mom ain't going to take care of them, I ain't going to take care of them either. Now who's taking care of them? The streets. But don't worry.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because
they got a place for them.
I think he's taking apples to oranges, though. That's we going to when we was together.
And it's like, well, is it a
no? You got
to what's going on now?
Hey, you know what?
Boarding school, is that an option? What is it called? Job court. If you can't control.
I agree with that.
I honestly think that going to job court or boot camp or it honestly would have you prepared for society. If your parents can't get you right, or if you're constantly acting the fool, because they can get you the help that you need, but if they're going to put you back in the school with the same people you're hanging with, it doesn't work. And I think people have ridden off of job court, and I think job court is a very good place to send your children if you can't control them. I mean,
God, that's not true.
And when they get old enough,
then
it's
in America.
That's not true. That's not true.
I disagree.
If they're not
job
going to school,
it might be different.
I know people job court and they picked up good trades, and got very good jobs.
You know what? It's all about. If you got it distilled in your head that you just ain't going to do shit and the motherfucker ain't trying to do shit for you. And, I mean, a lot of times, everybody's talking, hell, we got a lot of motherfuckers our age that grew up little spoil-ass brat. When motherfuckers start giving them their way, start just, fuck everybody and fuck this and fuck that. And motherfuckers, it's too many entitled-ass people in this world. That's the problem.
Did you see my foot? Oh, sorry about that.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's true.
But when it comes to these kids, ain't nothing wrong with an ass whooping. For all the parents, ain't nothing wrong with an ass
anymore. But you can't do that anymore.
You can. Yeah, you can.
They can call the police. You go to jail for... Yeah,
but
you know what?
I'm going to tell you something about that calling the police.
If you raise your kid
to where your kid fear you, they ain't calling the motherfucking police. I'll be dead if I ever call the police on my mama. Ever.
Right.
But
because of what she going to do when they leave.
What they do.
They go leave.
But everybody
want to
do
when they leave
with their kids.
Man, can you let somebody finish their statement, man, before you cut them off? Lord. Go ahead.
Who scare their kids anymore? They want to be friends.
Well, like I said, my kid's grown, so I'm good.
I feel you.
And that is not the law. I don't know why people think they cannot spank their kids. That is not the law.
They can what?
You cannot beat them to the point where you're leaving bruises on them. There's a difference. But that does not mean
I'm not saying you should be out there beating on your kids. What I'm saying if the crime warrants ass whooping, ain't nothing wrong with ass whooping. Everybody on this line has had their ass whooped. And goddamn it, I think we all came out all right. Ain't nothing wrong with ass whooping. You need an ass whooping every once in a while, just so you know. That's all I'm saying. Fuck the police. Like I said, I'll never call the police on my mama. Because when they leave, she going to fuck me up even more.
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. But that's the mentality I carry. She going to fuck me up even worse. Hell, she might tell you, take his ass with you.
Exactly.
Oh, you
want to
call
the
police?
What you gonna do?
Take your ass with him. Uh-huh. All right.
Don't leave him here.
Switch your gears.
Because y'all going to be right back with a body bag.
Switch your gears on this, man. Let's switch gears. Now, we've played this video before. We've played this video maybe a year or two ago. But last week, and I think it was T, I sure wish she was on here now. I think it was T that said something about if we had sex with you, you better get our hair done and all that stuff. Wasn't that T last week said that?
Yeah.
All right, so I got some ladies on here. So I'm going to play this video, and ladies, I want to know what y'all think about it. I'm going to ask y'all take as soon as it's done.
It's Hannah. So there's been a lot of talk about, you know, why black guys date white women. And I'm going to put my opinion out there. I come from a blended home. My dad's black and my mom is white. And every time we go out, we get the dirtiest looks from, you know, white men or black women. Although, you know, I'm not saying this towards all black women, but about 85% at least. And then you've got those white trash women. But the reason that black guys like women, white women so much is, you know, we actually care about our men. We listen to what they have to say. If they like something, we try to, you know, at least show that we care about it and get involved with them and do it with them. Like I said, we actually listen to our men. We don't sit there and nag them all the time. If they want to go out and have a night with the boys, cool, go ahead. We don't care. You know, we support them. If there's something they want to do, we stand behind our men. We make sure they can do what they want to do. We don't nag them all the time. We don't have to sit there and yell. We don't have to raise our voices. We don't have to make them feel like they're less than us. You know, we actually make sure our man is the head of the house. We let them wear the pants in the relationship. I mean, and, you know, white girls give head, just saying. And we actually like to try new things in bed. We don't just have to do the same old thing all the time. Also, we have real hair. It's not fake, so we're not sitting there freaking out, oh, don't mess my weave up. It's real. I don't care if it gets messed up. I'm going to wash it and brush it out and fix it again. And so that's about all I got to say. So thanks for listening. Comment. Bye.
Yeah, her daddy is a stepdaddy. And you know, her real father is not black.
That's a
she's just
bunch
demeaned.
Of
she just demeaned
That's
black women. She just demeaned black women. Her daddy is not black.
How you know her daddy ain't black? She just said it.
There's no way.
She doesn't even look like she's mixed, for one. But the thing is about
she
that.
She don't.
There's a lot of people that don't look big, they get away with being white. That does not mean that
Hold
you're
on,
better
man.
Than a black woman or better than any woman. It's just the fact that that particular black man decided that he wants to go with the white woman. And usually they get that, oh, well, it doesn't matter. Those are some of the most overprotective women on earth. And when that black man gives that white woman, he, like I say, until you see a cow with a chicken, then that's the way to go. Until I see a cow with a chicken, I don't condone it. I don't really care for it.
When you see a cow with a chicken, right?
That's when you know that a black man is supposed to be with a white woman, and we only see that in the black and the white race, or it's always a black or in a Chinese. You really don't see too many races out here saying, oh, "Okay, well." You know, I want a black man, if I get a black man, I'm better than a black woman. Chinese woman get a black man, that's just it. You don't hear her downing the black woman. You don't hear none of that. You only hear it from white women. And like I say, you see a cow with a chicken, and that's the day
I'm asking because last week.
Care for it.
Now, and y'all, bear with me with this. he did say, if I go get my hair done and you fuck, you better not fuck my hair, boy. You gonna have to give me some money to go get my hair done. This she not.
Not all black women wear weeds.
No, that ain't black, what I said though. I mean, everybody that was, well, I don't know if you was listening last week, but everybody that was over here last week. I'm not saying T speaks for all black women.
She said something to that effect. She said something to that effect.
No, that's what she said. I know what she said.
And some black women do wash their hair twice a week, because I've heard this myth that black women wash their hair and all this. No, they wash their hair. And
okay,
they,
so
some
women
don't mind wearing their natural
okay,
hair.
Okay, Tisa, let me ask
hair.
You. Do you so you think that was a false statement?
That's a very false statement.
But we had somebody on here last week just to say the same thing that she just said.
It's a very false statement.
Yeah, we can't compare that because our hair is not the same. So yeah,
I understand that. I understand that.
If we could just get up and wash our hair and our
hair
be done like within 5 seconds or whatever. Then, yeah, it would be easy for us to just be like, oh, fuck our hair up. Do whatever you want to our hair. That's all fine and good. But you can't. We can't say that because our hair is not the same.
Okay. So, y'all disagree.
I'm saying you can't touch my hair. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying for those that do, you can't say from a man's perspective, I want my woman to look good and her hair to be done and her looking right and looking all like you want her to look, but then on the other end, oh, but I want to mess your hair up and I ain't going to get it fixed. Okay, well then, which one do you want? Do you want my hair looking right and me looking good, or you don't? Or you want
all
me to just take my wig off and have my natural hair?
Okay, so y'all pretty much... Y'all pretty much both, yeah, I mean, y'all agreeing. Y'all agree with T.
But if I pay $500 to get my hair done,
if you pay $500 for
hair,
do I'm whooping your ass?
My hair. I don't want to mess
with you pay $500 for hair,
so
do I'm whooping your ass?
No, well, it happens. Damn near $300 for the weave. And then you got to pay somebody to put in, and then you have to pay for extra stuff. You never know. But if I pay close
$300.
To $300, well, if I'm spending
hold on. Did you say $300 just for some hair?
Right.
Yeah.
That's how much hair costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let me get this right. Hold on.
If I pay $300
for your hair and another $200 to get it on, it better do that same shit that white girl just said. You better be able to just go your ass in there, take a brush, and brush that motherfucker back. Because for $500, you out your rabbit ass mind.
You have to wrap it up.
You might as well wear your
own ass on it. And then do what that white girl is talking about. Up until then, nah, you're not going to mess with these girls out here. Are paying a lot of money for their hair. So So she goes around and walk around with her fur on top of her head, and that's fine. But some women have to pay for that. And I wouldn't personally, if I pay a pretty penny for my hair to get done, I don't want nobody messing up my hair. So I wrap it up, not saying that you can't please your man because you're a black woman, or that you don't, that you can't listen to his feelings, because they are they're just the same as us. Like, there's no difference. They, all women are pretty much, you're going to catch the attitude. They're going to say, oh, well, because we're white, we don't have an attitude. but they have some of the worst attitudes out here. So it's like, wait a minute, you can't really, what she's speaking on is like, no, she's trying to get this division thing and divide black women and white women. But in reality, we are just women. And the same thing that she goes through besides her hair is the same thing that we go through. Just as she go and pay her damn bills, we pay them the same damn way. So
well,
that's
apparently she don't feel the way you feel.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's
and that's the one you end
it's
up
like
with.
You're entitled to
and
one,
then 10 years later, when you're looking in the mirror and you ain't got no money, and now you've been set back and worked all these years and all your life, and then this white woman come in and swoop and take all your damn money, then y'all be coming back to the black woman and saying, well, you know what, I messed up, or I never go back to dating a white woman. And it goes back to it because those women are just, if they ain't the same, they're somewhat worse when it comes to this.
And they need to be listening to us. Anyway, when they will, eventually, after they done went through all the shit that they done went through. I know somebody right now trying to divorce her black husband. So I know she ain't talking. They ain't talking no shit. That motherfucker intimidates her to the fact she's scared to divorce the motherfucker because he's going to take her for everything she got.
Yep.
Love to have it coming. All right, check this out.
Everything he got.
All right, I got another video for y'all. Now, I'm at black ladies. I'm going to ask y'all, I'm going to tell you, the caption is, she's trying her best not to swing. Okay? That's the caption. Y'all, did y'all both hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Nah. Okay, that's the finished hairdo. Now the caption is she's trying her best not to swing. That's the finished hairdo.
What's wrong with her hair? I thought it looked nice. That's not a good hairdo. It looked nice to me.
You would actually let them. You would actually.
Now it's more painted on. She done painted this like head off.
Painted, yeah. It's like painted.
No, yo, woman carrying on with her hair like that day, you'd be like, oh, that shit dope.
Show it again, man. Show it again. Show it again. Show it again.
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong with it? It ain't even crooked or nothing.
Man, she got a red cap on.
Those red swimming caps.
Right.
Yeah, so you won't be able to mess her hair up. Your pillows might be a little messed up. But,
right.
I don't see nothing wrong with it. I like it.
And that's a very bad.
Okay, lady. Let me ask y'all. Do the caption fit? Do y'all think she was thinking like I'm finna beat this bitch ass?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Bitch, you don't take this shit out my head.
Rinse it out. I mean,
but I've been seeing that more and more often. Like, I don't know why people are starting to do that. It is not cute. I've been seeing men hairlines like that. You know, I was like, what? That is not cute. If you going bald, just shave it off or wear a wig. If you know, whatever you need to do. But that painting on your lining and all that stuff, that looks ridiculous.
I like that shit. I like to be out there. Really.
No,
okay. All right. Now I'm got another one for y'all. Now, ladies, going back to what we were talking about with the white women and all this, would you do this with your husband for fun?
That's a lot of love, man. That's a lot of love. They love the hell out of each other.
Well, that the white girl said, we're willing to try new things.
He don't love her at all. That's no love in that. There's not an ounce of love in that situation.
For her to let him do that, she love the fuck out of him.
He don't love her.
She don't care. Hey, I'll tell you like this. If I met a woman and she let me try that, I would try it. I would try that.
I wouldn't have no problem with
see?
That.
See?
I guess I don't have enough ass for that. So I can't.
Well, that might
work in your favor. Because then it's easier to hit the ball.
You say, well, that's what I mean. I'm a little European back there, so I guess.
Jill said, break a butt bowl. Well, I mean, but that does go back to what she was saying. Like, and I'm not being funny, but y'all really do all bullshit aside. Y'all know, now, Janine, you're beyond average, so we're not going to say. But you know damn well if you ask the average black woman, hey, lay down, let me hit this golf ball off your ass. I'd be like, if you don't get the fuck away from me.
Well, the white girl did say they willing to try shit. She said
right.
And now I feel like that's a free lick.
See, there you go right there. You see, you already thinking, oh, this motherfucker.
Yeah,
here
that's a free lick. That's like you've been nagging all this week. I'm tired of hearing your voice. Now get down here, lay down in this grass, and let me hit this golf ball off your ass. Like, no. Nope.
Mm-mm. No. That's a no. I mean, you definitely got to trust the person.
He wasn't putting. He went for the four. He definitely
yes,
didn't
he
putt.
Did anybody and see the ball? Did he actually hit the ball?
Yeah.
That shit had to hurt. I mean, I couldn't tell. Did he have a T? Or did he just hit it straight off her ass?
He just hit it straight off her ass. He just set it right in the crack of her ass.
Yeah, that had to hurt.
And my man Chill says she likes pain.
People that got high tolerance, the pain probably wouldn't bother them.
Now, for y'all, not to be outdone, because we know you black women got things that some of these white women just wish to just dream about. Now, I don't want to ask you, Pisa. I don't care. So I'm not asking. Call me biased, whatever. But Janine.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been in the beer guy shower like, ooh, let me see if I can do that little ass clap thing?
Of course.
Okay.
I do that all the time.
Okay. Don't want to know your ass or pieces. Don't care.
You keep bringing up this video of, you know, white women versus black women and stuff like that, but all this stuff, they willing to do this, they willing to do that. That's why they on the endangered species list now.
That could be true.
Willing to go with motherfuckers they don't know, willing to do all that shit. That's why they the ones that's always being murdered.
Okay, you got a point there. You got a point. But I got one last video, and this is for y'all. This is for the black women.
Apply force. Hey, hold on. You apply force. Apply force.
Oh, man. I want to look like a old rooster.
He's going to break something.
He's going to break up, motherfucker.
He's about to break
something. He's going to break both of his bones. That's it.
Oh,
man. Wow.
Oh, my God. I ain't never seen that. Oh, my God.
Man.
Wow.
God, she just did it so natural, man. Old girl in there about to kill herself.
She broke some bones.
You got to look at that. Man, you gotta look at that one more time, dog. This is one more time.
Apply force. Okay, hold on. You apply force. Apply force.
They even put more, they even push the ladies together still couldn't get that motherfucker to clap. Oh, man.
Oh.
She misses some melanin.
Man, she needs some motherfucking.
She missing a whole lot of shit. She missing a whole lot of shit. Oh, my goodness. I ain't never seen that before.
Got
me crying over here.
Man. That's what I say. See, I mean, no matter what, no matter how, I understand it, it's just women and men, I understand. But it's just certain things that they just ain't gonna be able to do. And most of them who do get asses the size of y'all shit, they gotta put injections and shit. Or that motherfucker so rock hard, you like, God damn, feel like a fucking muscle. What's your preference,
well,
though? What do you like, the soft ass or the firm one?
I like it soft, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it. I don't like all that hard shit, man. But there is there's black women out here, man, that's doing that butt shot shit too. I don't know why.
A whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
But black women are naturally thick like that. So what's the purpose of having the shots?
Well, I guess not all of them.
Some people just want it bigger. Some people just want it bigger and bigger. I don't know.
Huh?
I just think if you're going to get it done, make it look natural. Some of these people don't make it look natural at all.
Yep. You want to get it done, have to get your money together and get it done the right way. They are not getting it done the right way. It's like, go out to L.A., it look like some wagons, some ain't right. See, a lot of
I never saw, and I'm not even being serious. My man Chill say it's a white girl that's strapped that can twerk better than a lot of the sisters. I see it on TV, and they look like professional dancers to me. I'm not being funny. I've never seen a white woman just with a fat ass. I'm talking about a big fat ass.
She's not Caucasian.
She's like Italian.
She got
that shit done, man.
And her body is did up. She paid for it.
Yeah, you put a mesh to her, she gonna melt all that plastic.
Tanya out here acting a goddamn fool. That motherfucker there is acting a damn fool.
She know he's a fool.
I don't know
yeah.
What he got. She got. Huh? Say what?
Ask her about the Kardashians. But now, in her defense, it's just like Jadine just said, he was a fool way before he even got with her.
But I'm saying, though, man, her shit must be the bomb, man, because she be having motherfuckers going crazy for her, man. I'd be scared to fuck for her.
Ray J say it's all right. There ain't nothing to brag about.
Well, I heard he was saying it's more about his kids. It ain't about her. Well, that's what he's saying.
He ain't trying to
let
nobody
hear it. Did you see all
the
tweets he put up about her? He put up like 100 tweets about her on Valentine's Day. And he sent her a truck full of roses. If it's about the kids, why are you sending her? And now you attacking her boyfriend? Come on. Mm-hmm. Oh, Pete,
well,
ain't done nothing wrong.
Moved on pretty fast. And for her to just get divorced a few months ago, and now she on here with the same man that she was on a skit with kissing in front of this man. That's the thing that people not thinking about. How many times has she had this man in her house or around him while they was married, just saying that they was friends? So it's kind of like, Kanye West, he got a point with what he's doing. Yeah, it's kind of creepy to a certain extent, but it's kind of understandable what he got going on. And if
yeah.
you're from
okay.
Chicago,
all right, Tifa. I understand what you're saying, but come on, you knew when you got with her what it was going to be. I can't feel sorry for him. You knew when you get with any of them motherfuckers, you know it's hella drama coming behind you. You know it. You got to be a fool not to think that there ain't no drama coming behind them damn Kardashians.
They got a hell of a track record. And everybody they fuck with, think about every dude that they fuck with, it's fucked up in the head after that. After they get fucked with them, they are fucked up in the head.
And they fall the fuck off. They fall the fuck off. Every dude falls the fuck off.
Not Kanye West,
right, he's got Lamar smoking crack.
He ain't going. And Kanye West said, nah, he going to act a fool. All the rest
but,
of them.
You know what? When I first heard that they was even involved with each other, I was like, oh, that's a train wreck right here. He crazy. She got these. You can't even, but like I said, you can't even blame her because he was already crazy before he met her. Now she
well,
like, what the fuck? I didn't get
crazy. He ain't crazy.
Most
he's bipolar. He's not crazy.
He's crazy than a motherfucker. He's crazy as cat shit.
Only when he ain't on his meds, man.
Especially with him saying how he want his daughters to be raised and how he want his kids to be raised. I completely understand that. It's like, I mean, we can't just say, like, well, he's crazy because when, like they say, he's walking around with these hoodies over his face. But she was just walking around with him a couple of months ago. With a hoodie over her face. So what if he doesn't
well,
deserve
we, to be we, with we've already established that she fucked up. Her whole family fucked up. He just blew
right.
up.
So it's like, what makes her better than him?
Yeah,
and
it's not the fact of being better.
More than
no, what
she
it is
through.
The fact that she finally met. No, it's not the fact that her being better. The fact she finally met her motherfucking match. Because he's just as fucked up
going.
As she is. He even, I mean, come on now. Y'all not finna sit here and act like that this motherfucker don't do the most fucked up shit that anybody's ever seen. Kanye's fucked up in the head. He's always been.
That motherfucker, he's a genius,
so,
though, man. Musically,
right.
He's
most
a genius
is all fucked up.
I don't think so. I just kind of feel like, you know, he's going through stuff. But he's a black man from Chicago, and
well,
she's from the L.A. life. He has to pretty much tune his whole life to get pretty much where he at. And it's
that's
like, okay,
he knew that going in.
Come on. No,
he knew
no,
that
bullshit.
Going in.
You acting like this motherfucker just left Chicago yesterday.
To get
that
her.
Motherfucker ain't lived, that motherfucker ain't lived for in over 20 years. So, no, let's not give him that
for.
One.
That's the thing. He's
exactly.
never been poor.
That's what I'm saying.
He's never grew up in the hood. He was never.
Exactly. So that's not like all this shit is new to him. He just upped his ante. So all this shit done. He don't get no pass from me. Fuck him. Fuck him. Don't eat your own corn.
He never was poor. He definitely had a good upbringing. So it wasn't that like okay, he came from the hood. And he didn't know any better. No, it's like he knows exactly what he's doing. And it's, to me, I think it's all a stunt.
I wouldn't doubt
it's all a stunt because you think about it. The way that he got on and the way that he made his music blow up. His music didn't even really have any hits. And so they leaked his CD. His first CD, and then they said, okay, now people are saying, well, he needs to do this, and he went off what the people said. So it's basically, to me, I think that he's actually putting on the front, and he's keeping it going. He's getting paid from the publicity. But with her, it's like, well, if you really want to say he's unfit, she's unfit too. Because she brought all of
We've been saying that since we first started talking about it.
So they kids need to be in the system. Is that what you're saying? It's like neither one of them needs
damn
to
be. Damn right. Shit, she crazy, he crazy. Not what it is she met her match. That's why I say a motherfucker can't say, oh, she didn't flip Kanye upside down, inside out. She always been fucked up. She just thought she thought she could change it. There you have it.
I don't think he wanted to change him. I think that she thought that she was going to have that same person. He changed himself.
I think they were really close friends, and they thought that they could, you know, change it into a relationship. You know, just because you're real close as friends with somebody don't mean that the relationship is going to work, you know, the way you want
it. That could be true. But me personally, my thing is they saying that Jay-Z Beyonce status, and that's what they wanted.
Yep, I agree with that. I think that's what was all about. They probably don't need love.
Damn, they hobnobbing with the motherfucking president and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
We could be the next power couple. That's all it was. But then, like I said, you got two crazy motherfuckers.
You look at Jay-Z and Beyonce, and they aren't even a power couple. I mean, they're millionaires, billionaires, whatever. But they're not a power couple. It's not a marriage
you
that
crazy?
You would say a marriage
what's your
I want.
Definition of power couple there?
No, I understand. Well, because now they're financially stable, but when it comes to their marriage, I wouldn't look at their marriage and say, well, yeah, besides the money, yeah, I'll take the money, but I wouldn't take the marriage.
I'm saying, what's your definition
of
power couple?
What are you talking about?
What I'm saying with Beyonce and Jay-Z, their marriage isn't, so when you say they wanted to be like Beyonce and Jay-Z, and they looked at them and they wanted to mimic their marriage because they seen them mingling with the president and things of that nature. But when you look at Beyonce and Jay-Z's marriage, I wouldn't personally want a marriage like they have, or they, you know.
And what kind of marriage do they have? What kind of marriage do they have?
If you're going off the tabloids and going off what she said and what he said, it's basically they're together. Yeah, they have children and everything of that nature, but this woman is very unhappy in her marriage. But she's going to hold him down because
that's the internet what she's
supposed to do. The internet says so. If you watch her documentary, she speaks
to her and she talks about it. Who's to say that they didn't get into a fight? That every relationship get into a fight. Everybody had their ups and downs. Nobody got a perfect relationship.
It's not about saying fight, but when they take it to the next level, and this man is sitting out here humiliating you and degrading you because, yeah, you got the money and you have the status, but you don't have the education. She didn't have the education. So he showed
shit
on her. Who doesn't have the education, Jay-Z? But that's what she said. That's how she felt. She felt like she didn't have the education to hold on to her husband. So she decided to start working her brain and moving along. And she is like a somewhat like a journey that she was going through.
Have
millions and billions of dollars and mingling with the president doesn't mean that even they're not perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
Besides the money,
you say what?
What makes them a power couple? If this woman isn't happy, what makes them a power couple?
They can shut shit down.
I'll give you one word.
Nothing about their money, but what makes them
I'll give you one word. They have influence. That's what makes them a power couple. Because they can influence millions of people. Millions.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not a power couple, how can you influence that many people?
I can say
Beyonce
my husband.
I make hats. If I made Beyonce one hat and she wore it, I'll be a fucking millionaire because millions of people are going to want my hat just because she got it on. That's power. That is power.
If he jump on your song, you going platinum.
If she jump on your song, you going platinum.
But it goes back to the money.
If they both get on your song, you going diamond.
Before they got married, that still stands, right?
What?
Even before they got married, she was a hot commodity. He was a hot commodity.
Okay.
But when it comes to their relationship, it's like, yeah, you want that, the power of having the influence, the money, and all that, but
they
then it comes with behind
they
closed doors.
Don't know what happens behind closed doors. I don't know what happens.
That's why you didn't watch
doors.
The documentary. She let you
that,
in
that
the
documentary
rehab.
Don't mean a motherfucking
she said
girl,
she was miserable.
Girl
she basically said she was miserable with
well,
this
you
man.
You know what? I beg to differ.
Miserable.
All right, Mary.
It is. You have to watch the documentary.
Did she actually use those words? Did she actually use those words? I am miserable with my husband. Did she actually say that? Not that beating around the bush, not none of that bullshit. Did she actually say, I am miserable with my husband?
She said she was miserable with her husband at that point of her life. She basically said she didn't want it. She didn't want
no,
nothing to do with
basically.
It.
Did she say yes or no?
She was talking about during the time when that whole thing came out when he was cheating, but that don't mean that that's how they are today.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, what are you saying?
Girl.
What I'm saying is what she just said. She just said, well, at that point in time, she's
miserable.
Okay,
they had a rough patch. Everybody
but
has a rough patch.
But a power couple. As a power
still
couple.
They're a power couple. You can't
it's
change
all
that.
About the money and the influence. But if
that's,
you have the money and influence
your power
and you're not
couple.
Happy, what does it mean? Still a
power
couple.
Still got
power. If you, don't, if you aren't happy.
Hi. We're going to go on and get up out of here.
But that don't mean she's not happy today. She was just allowing people to go through that journey with her, you know, for that time where she might not have been happy and she might not have, you know, wanted the relationship at that time. Hell, she sung about it. She put it in every last one of her songs in the whole damn album. So, you know, she just brought people on that
album?
Journey with her. But she stayed with him.
Is this the Lemonade album?
She had another baby with him. She had another baby with him after the fact, after all that didn't happen. If she was miserable and was still unhappy with that man, she wouldn't have had no more babies with him. So they didn't get past that. But then that's the problem. That's the problem with letting people in your relationship, because then people don't get past that. See, even though she might have gotten past that and she might still love him again, but people still hating him. Oh, I remember what he did to Jay-Z did to Beyonce.
Exactly. My point, that's the problem with people. They zoom in on that. Oh, he ain't shit. He did. Remember what he did to her 20 years ago? He ain't shit.
All right, man, we got to get out of here, man.
Let's go.
Yeah, we way over. All right,
Mary.
Tisha,
you
got any
last words for us, Mary? Bad place.
No, Mary. No. Have a good night. No, I don't have no last words.
I'm through with you.
Right,
you
need to Google Power Couple. Google Power Couple.
Nope, I'm a Power Couple.
It's a picture of Jay-Z and Beyonce.
You
going to
go for that? I'm going to say my husband and I are a power couple. It is what it is, if that's y'all definition of it.
Okay,
we influence a lot
of people
daily. So daily.
Right.
You know, don't count Floyd. You know. You're saying shout out to us.
I ain't tripping on Floyd. I forgot.
Yeah, that's everybody.
All right, Janine, what you got?
That's what everybody's trying to get to, having that power, being that power couple.
Yeah.
Everybody, we all right. Trying to get there.
Janine,
that's
how
you're supposed
to. We got to get out of here.
That's what you're supposed to
be. That's true. If you ain't thinking like that, there's something wrong with you. Janine, what you got?
It was good talking with y'all. I'll be on here next week, of course.
All right, man, what you got, man?
Y'all know what it is. SimCityRadioShow.org. Check us out. Cartoons. Everything. CatZone.com. About to make some major moves, do some major things this year. Once again, y'all, happy anniversary to us. 12 years and going. Hopefully, we make it another 12 more years with more money. Let's get this money.
All right, y'all, on that note, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the Internet. Marley, I see you. You ain't calling in, but I see you. All right, y'all. Peace, love, and happiness. God bless. Good night. Everybody stay safe. We out.